Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Season 5 of Creepypasta Myths. I am your host, Andrew. Please enjoy tonight's creepy reading. Let's begin.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
The Amazing World of Gumball, The Unknown. Written by Anonymous. The Amazing World of Gumball has been my favorite TV show for about 3 years now. I enjoy the humor, mostly because I'm 11 and the humor is hilarious to me. And I just love the characters, animation, dialogue, etc. I just love everything about it. One summer I was up late, later than I usually am in the summer. I was up at 5:30 a.m. Of course, it was only 30 minutes until Cartoon Network was back on. I decided I should go back to my bed, when my iPad vibrated for a notification. It was from Cartoon Network's Twitter. It said, "A new episode of Gumball comes out at 6 a.m., which was 30 minutes away, so I decided to stay up for another hour or so. I got some microwave burritos and some Dr. Pepper and waited. Another tweet was sent out, describing it was an episode testing out a new animation software. This really got me excited. Only 29 more minutes. Finally. It was only 3 minutes away. I almost fell asleep, but one final tweet came out. It kind of gave me chills. It said, "The new Gumball episode may be somewhat weird. We wouldn't air this kind of stuff, but if we didn't, something would happen to us. This will." And then they continued the tweet because of the 140 character tweet limit. Only be aired 3 times. 6 a.m. today, 7:30 a.m. tomorrow, and 6:30 a.m. in 2 days. Please, we beg of you, do not even try to post this on a cartoon. And it continues once more. Site or whatever, this should not be seen. We will explain this in a later tweet. And hopefully, we can get some help to delete this. Thanks." By the time I finished reading the tweets, the show started. It started normal. The usual intro, nice and cheery. The episode's name was ZNKLATKXGR, followed with JU2's SKTZ, a bunch of letters that made no sense. I paused the DVR and copied the message down on a notebook to look it up later. The episode finally started. It opened with Gumball sleeping. After this, the color started twitching for about 3 seconds. I thought it was my TV, which is nearly 15 years old. But I played it back with the DVR and it was the episode. I thought it was just a small technical glitch. It happens sometimes. This is when things became weird. I hear screaming. I thought it was from my house, so I paused the episode and ran out there to see who was screaming. The noise had woke up my brother from that. I asked him if he heard screaming. He replied with a yes. I then went to my mom, but she told me she didn't hear anything. I told my brother I was watching an episode of Gumball, and Cartoon Network's tweets made it seem suspicious. I showed him the tweets, but my brother thought he was still dreaming. and he went back to bed. I went back to my room and continued the episode, but I wish I hadn't. The screaming became more tense, tenser and tenser. Gumball finally woke up and screamed. Darwin wasn't there. Gumball ran downstairs to see a pool of blood. I thought maybe the Cartoon Network was threatened by someone to air this. Gumball screamed when he saw something. Something. I don't know what it was, but it just showed a screen with a blue text saying, "Words I can't read." I didn't feel like copying this down because it was so long. It went back to Gumball, shivering in a corner like someone he loved died. Which is obviously what happened due to all the blood. I watched the episode fade to black. Then a red-colored Gumball with no pupils appeared for 2 seconds. And that's the last thing I saw before my power went out. I told my mom the power went out, and she called the power company over. They came around 6:07, which was preventing me from watching the episode. I'm sort of glad I missed most of it, because what I saw can never be forgotten. They finally fixed the power around 6:10, which meant only one more minute of the show. I got to watch the last minute. All it showed was just bloody organs with Gumball's severed head on the carpet. I then saw that what looked like Darwin's body getting thrown by some black censored bars. Obviously, there was something hiding it. It then showed a saw digging into Darwin's legs. Flesh and blood was just exploding out of Darwin's body. Then it happened with Anais. Same thing. Except her legs were chopped off. There was only 15 seconds left until 6:11, which is when Gumball signed off. It faded to a black screen with a censored bar. It stayed there for 13 seconds. The next 2 seconds was the censored bar revealing to be a mirror. I made a quick theory that it meant I was the murderer. I don't know why I thought that. But don't mirrors show what you look like? It was a good theory to me. After that episode ended, I literally just couldn't close my eyes. I couldn't think about what I saw. All I did was turn the TV off and go into the kitchen to put the microwave burritos back, and I kept the Dr. Pepper. I actually still had the mirror picture in my head. I had to go to the bathroom, and during using the bathroom, I fainted because of the mirror. The mirror. That's all I could think about for the next week and a half. I actually failed 3 tests because I wrote the papers were the mirror. I was so weird about this mirror that I wouldn't even talk to my best friend. All I'd say was, "The mirror, the mirror." I couldn't even say hi to anyone. The teachers told my school therapist to talk to me. I didn't say anything about what I watched. All I said was, "The mirror." I actually got sent home one day because the teachers really thought I needed time to myself. I finally snapped out of it when I saw a real mirror. 2 years have passed since that week. Remember that text I wrote down? The ZNK and all those jumbled words? Well, I looked it up and came across this code called Cypher. I learned how to decipher this text, and here's what it said. The funeral. Do not mention this episode at all costs. Anyways, I'm done talking about this. Cartoon Network only aired it once and never explained it. In fact, they went off air for like a week because of it. This is a moment I will never forget. One thing I still want to know is what that mirror means. What does it truly mean?
Thank you for joining me on this week's episode. If you haven't already, please subscribe to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen to. If you haven't done so yet, please do a review. It helps me out. Everything that I use is in the description below. Thank you again for listening to Creepypasta Myths. I'll see you guys next week with a brand new episode.